News Radio 680 WPTF, WPTF.com. We're talking with Helen Chen, matchmaker of the century, 919-860-9783. I guess the question everybody asks before they get into a relationship is, do you believe that you can have a perfect marriage? I think everybody goes into that thought, but Helen, after a while, I mean, you start building up walls, a little things to start to aggravate people. You've been married 20 years. I've been married a little bit longer than that. But how do you get by that stuff where you can keep tearing down that wall?
It's very important. You the one guarantee that. You know, that's looking about the relationship, same with the business. Forget about the sex part so you could understand better. If you look that, it's like a business. You run your business. Nobody guarantee you, not your employee, not your friends, not your clients. You guarantee your business go well. So does your marriage. Your marriage, because you guarantee it will be good, because you trust that you can love, because you know you want this family, and that itself guarantee you. Not because you're thinking your wife will be nice to you so you become a good husband. It's not like that. It's because you want a family. You want this marriage, and that's why it happens.
Well, you know, it's still difficult. I mean, it's nice to talk about things, but the reality is, you know, your wife ticks you off or you tick off your wife and you're
yeah,
throwing stuff and you're get out of here. And then, you know, like 40% of women have an affair. I don't know what the percentage is for men. You know, probably about the same or even higher. How does Hillary Clinton stay with Bill? I mean, come on, documented this guy's been fooling around, but they're still together. I mean, you look at this kind of stuff, then you see all these people, you know, having kids out of wedlock, and, you know, it's a mess out there, Helen Chen.
It's the ability you need to train, you know. It's like a concentration. And when you fall in love, you need to create. Not like, oh, you fall in love, guarantee forever. The forever business is because you want to. It's because you create. It's no different than you shower every day or you brush your teeth every day. You know, you have to do it. So it's really good. You should say, honey, I love you every day. You know, it's very simple. But you have to do it every day. It's like a keep going. That's the idea. You kind of make it persist because you want it to. It's like a training. You're running your body. You know, you're jogging. It's always have to be persist. And then that is the difficult part, but that also the beauty. And that's why people can have a diamond anniversary, you know. My parents just did. So it's really wonderful. You have to keep it. But if you give up, then, of course, then story is finished. So it's always you fighting, you want to give up, but you're not. And then you try to be like, its life can be better. And that is very beautiful life for you to train. And that's why come out, sometimes you're sad, sometimes you yell at each other, sometimes you might be, you know, fighting. But that is the part of progress. Don't feel upset about it. You know, every marriage, whoever made it, they all think about divorce. You know, be honest. I mean, everybody.
Well, you're painting a rosy picture here. 919-860-9783. What I'm trying to say is, what's going on in the world right now? It's all attacking a marriage. In other words, like women now, I don't need a guy. I'm going to go out and have a kid by somebody or, you know, whatever. And I can be a single mom. I mean, the what's going on out there is kind of being painted as you really don't need this family unit anymore to be happy. We see a lot of women, single women, raising children on their own and all that kind of stuff. So the picture is the fact is it seems to be, yeah, you go down this road to have a happy marriage, but there's other road to go. You can be happy without that.
Well, two things. One is people chasing money like crazy, people working, you know, more.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Oh, yeah.
That's why, right? You're working a lot, and then that's the thing. Your attention not there, and then your body energy finished. I mean, every time you need a date, you know, you're already so tired, you cannot smile.
Yeah.
That was the main reason, right? Another thing is, you know, when you try to get married, and then you try to do everything, but that you're dating too much. You see, most of the people now become very old.
Yeah, you're very stuck on this. You're dating too much ruins it, according to you.
Yes. Because all your picture, you compare, you know, you are not so good like my last boyfriend. You're not good like my ex-husband. And, you know, I'm expecting something. I mean, you already break up with your boyfriend, but then you're thinking about his good part compared to people who sit in front of you. It's not really fair.
Helen Chen, join the conversation. You have a question for Helen on relationships? 919-860-9783. 919-860-9783. Have you ever helped a woman or a guy, doesn't really matter, develop a profile on a website for a dating service?
I don't do that, but then I actually make them go out to really fall in love and marry. I do a lot of this because that's what my matchmaking all about. I actually take your hand and then making you go to my love seminar. Actually, it's today. I have a love seminar in this Hilton Hotel. And then I talk to you how to really get into the marriage. And then I feed you through and guide you through.
Now, are there couples at your love seminar? That sounds interesting. You're in L.A. right now, right?
Yes.
And you're having a love seminar at a hotel in L.A.? Now, are there couples or singles or just both?
All kinds of people, from the teenager all the way to people over 60, and then some divorced, some married couples. Some
Is there
singles.
A difference in dating between, let's say, somebody 40 or 50 than somebody in their 20s?
The fall in love is all the same, but for the condition, then it's a little bit different, mentally different. But
you know, I tell young people, because I think we've all been through it, and I'm talking about, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds that think they're this madly in love, and, you know, it's not. I'm not taking anything away from them, but I usually tell these young folks, you know, it's temporary. And it usually, and they don't like to hear that, but then it happens, and then I say, well, you know, you'll probably go through three or four before you actually find the person that you're going to settle down with. Am I wrong on that assumption?
It's right or wrong. It's not the point. The point is you hurt them, or you make them feel no hope, or they really give up the people they who really love.
Yeah, well, young girls seem to be looking for that perfect thing. Okay, this guy's got a better... He's got a better roadmap than this guy. I'm not sure if it's love or it's... I think women want comfort. I think they want to be secure.
It's not the right attitude for to want to have a secure, but the parents teach a lot of that, how much cash you have in the bank.
I think women are looking for security. I don't think, this love thing, I mean, that can wear off in 6 months. I think they're looking for security.
Then she will fail because that basically that's nothing to do with love. And the other way, they kind of trade themselves for the food, you know.
Isn't it easier to fall in love if you got some cash?
Then it's the wrong way. You fall in love with money. You don't fall in love with this guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, but my dad, I have three sisters. My dad told my sisters, marry rich, you can be miserable in Hawaii.
Well, then, he has some wisdom.
Well, I mean, that's really what he did say, and two out of three of them did.
Yeah.
So they were listening to Dad, you know.
People who have the lottery, they're not necessarily happy.
All right, how do you, let's see, your website is, I'm on your website, matchmakerofthecentury.com. How long have you been doing this, and how did you get into it?
Well, I like to mind people's business, and that's one of my interests. I like to know about people's relationship, and basically I want to see them fall in love. I like them to be happy, because especially me as a woman, I find out when you fall in love, when you have this beautiful family and a relationship, it really is making you so happy. Nothing else can replace this happiness feeling, and I want the whole world, men and women, have this good feeling. That's why I do this job.
Now, you are originally from your Chinese descent. Were you from Taiwan or China?
Taiwan.
So you grew up in Taiwan.
Yes.
And met your first husband there, I guess. I mean, I suppose. And then when did you go from Taiwan over to the States?
I go to the Boston.
You went to Boston. And how long ago was that?
Well, a long, long time ago.
Okay. All right. So you left Taiwan a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. And then... Now, what is your background as far as, education or anything like that? I mean,
I'm educated as I go through the college for the children, you know, children education. Then I come to America, I learn some music, I'm a performance for the art, and then I learn the business. With my husband, we have the business consultation firm in America, and then now I have a company in Taiwan. And then we have a business in India. We also started to do something new in the Costa Rica, and some of things I do in China. And then I go to different place. So I traveled.
How did you meet your husband, Helen Chen?
In the study in the school in the classroom.
Really?
Yeah, you study every day, just never talk for half year.
So he said,
"Hey."
First
time when I meet him, he asked me to marry him. That was it.
No, wait a minute. He asked you to marry him, and you did?
Yeah, in the first day. And then I say, excuse me, I even don't know your last name. And he said, honey, you don't need to know my last name to marry me. And then that was it.
All right, guys, tonight at the bars when you're doing the Glenwood crawl, just marry him. Just find somebody and marry him tonight. Ladies, say yes.
I always tell people, like, ask somebody if they want to marry you. You know, if they don't want to marry you, there's no point to continue.
Excuse me, would you like to get married? No. Next. Find somebody
yes.
who wants to get married.
Yes.
And what's the hold up? What do you know, why wait to get married? I gotta wait till I get out of school or get a better job. That's all baloney, isn't it, Helen?
Yes. You get that.
Knock that off and get to the altar immediately.
Yeah, because you don't want to keep going day and day and day, and then, you know, you're taking care of other people's wife. No good.
See what Helen's saying? All you're doing is, you know, you're taking care of this person who eventually, so you guys over there that are dating these girls for a while, what Helen is saying to you is this. You're just taking care of this woman until she meets her husband. And the thing is, it's a friend of mine, Barry's calling me right now. He's Jewish and he's married, but we're not going to talk to Barry right now. So all you're doing is, and Helen's got a point here. Think about this. You've been dating this girl for, you know, 6, 8 months, how long you've ever been going out with her. You're just taking care of her until her husband comes along.
Yeah.
Think of it in those terms.
Yeah.
That is a very interesting way to take a look at your girlfriend. Hey, you're not going to marry me. I'm just taking care of you till your husband comes.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
done with you.
Yes.
You're done. You're out.
That's why you should ask, do you want to marry me?
Yeah.
Otherwise, no problem.
I'm going to Glenwood tonight, up and down. I'm going to find a wife. Getting rid of you.
Yes.
This is Helen Chen. I think she knows stuff. Helen Chen, matchmaker of the century. What time is that? I'm going to let you go to your love seminar. Appreciate you coming on. You go to the website, matchmakerofthecentury.com. Helen Chen, appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much. I wish everybody really find your best love in your life.
Is your husband, one more question, just personal question. Is your husband Oriental too? Asian?
No.
See that? How you? Boy, you guys are happy. Thank you, Helen. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye-bye.